is BCB 106.6 FM.
This is our top 10 on BCB 106.6 FM.
Hello and welcome. This is our top 10 on BCB 106.6 FM, where members of local groups and organisations come in. They talk about what they do and why they do it, and we play 10 of their favourite music tracks. Today's guests are Jamie Lambeth, Michelle Fitzsimmons and Peter O'Hare from Freedom in Education. That's Freedom as in the figure three. So welcome along to all of you to BCB today to tell us about your top 10, your favourite songs. First of all, would one of you like to give us an overview about what Freedom in Education is?
Thank you for having us. Freedom in Education is an organisation who work with schools, with staff and pupils in schools, helping to learn skills within resilience. So we live in a very pressurised world these days, and we believe that prevention is better than the cure. So we try and teach children and adults how to deal with that pressure more effectively.
Okay.
A lot of that using music.
Okay, and you've brought 10 pieces of music in with you today. Is there a sort of theme to the music you've brought along?
They all link to some of the messages that we teach in the courses. Some of the songs are the ones that are originals by Peter and ourselves. Some of the ones are chosen by ourselves that help us deal with pressurised times.
So before we get to the first song, why not say how all three of you are involved? Jenny, how did you become involved?
I started a separate business about 10 years ago, which was doing similar sort of work with an industry, and realised very quickly that there was a need for these messages within schools. So started working with Peter, and very quickly Michelle joined the team to make some of the messages specific to the education sector.
Okay, Peter, how did you get involved?
Well, I think it would be fair to say, I've been teaching for about 30 years, and the pressures of teaching were seemingly to me rather insurmountable. I met Janie, and she introduced me to the skills that we now teach, and I just realised that this is something that everybody in education needs to be aware of. Children can really make such use of these skills because they're life skills. So I just got, threw myself headfirst into it, really, and haven't looked back.
Finally, but not least, Michelle.
And I work with, I work with both of them, but Peter and I go into primary schools and we develop the Resilience Rocks workshops with Year 6 together.
We rock out, don't we, Michelle?
We rock out.
We totally do.
Quite simply, the best morning's work you will ever do. We spend the whole morning with the kids singing and helping to teach them lots of different things like optimistic thinking and singing and calming techniques. It's just lovely.
Okay, so who's going to tell us about the first piece of music? What is it?
Okay, so the first song is called All You Gotta Do. One of the things we teach children on the Resilience Rocks courses is that music can lift you and change your mood. And it's interesting, we all say to children that, sports stars use these techniques. You know, you might be teeing off a golf ball and it goes the wrong way and you've got to be able to reset yourself. So you can do that using music. Listen to an uplifting piece of music, your favourite piece of music, and that will help put you in a better place, a good place, and then you'll find that you can sort of share good things back to other people again. So all you got to do is about listen to your favourite song and then change your mood. There you go.
I
have a tendency to cut songs short, but I feel when somebody who's responsible for making the songs bless in the
you.
Studio,
thank you.
It would be an insult to you to cut them short. So
I like this man.
Peter Hare and the Freedom Team appearing on that one, All You Gotta Do. Peter, tell us a bit about the music.
Okay, so I was looking for something that would sort of explain that life can be difficult, so that's why the music at the start is sort of slow and thoughtful. Sometimes I wake up feeling blue, don't know what to do. I like that line, the mirror looks at me and frowns, you know, and when we do this with children, I always talk to them about that. What do you think's happening? Oh, and they realise they're looking at themselves in the mirror and all that. And of course, whenever we drop the toast, it always lands face down. That's just life, isn't it? But then in order to change what's happening, then, you know, you sing your favourite song, and that's when it goes all upbeat and we start dancing around and stuff like that. It's quite funny. We had one at a school, didn't we, recently, Michelle, where this boy just got up and he started break dancing and cartwheels.
He did a full-on backflip in the aisle.
It was amazing, yeah, and everyone was clapping him along. It was really good. But then the structure of the song, I think, is really important. So it sort of, you know, the verse chorus is that sort of theme that things can be bad, of course things can be better, but the bridge, just because you have a bad feeling doesn't mean everything is going wrong. Look at the facts, look at see what's really going on. And that is one of the skills of resilience. Instead of just taking things on, you know, that you have a bad feeling or you're having a bad day, really look deeply and look accurately at what's going on. And actually, when you measure it all out, we have fairly good lives, you know, we are usually cared for and we've got friends and we've got food and we're warm and we're safe and there's people we can talk to and turn to for help. And actually, if you look at it in the whole picture, then it helps you to get a better, more resilient outlook on life.
And that particular song that we just heard there, All You've Got To Do, where was that recorded and who was doing the singing?
Good questions. I originally wrote them and I recorded myself singing them, and then I got my partner Julia to sing a guide vocal, and then we got Janie's son Oliver. He's one of the singers. There's a drummer in my band, Graham, so we got his kids involved. So Katie Jo and James Gentie are there singing. And then my partner's sister, Kim, has a very talented singer daughter, Martha. So there's four children, and they're singing the main lead vocal. It's supported a little bit by my partner, Julia, as well.
Okay, and we've got three more songs from Peter O'Hare and the Freedom Team. Will that be the same lineup on all the songs?
Same lineup,
as well?
Yeah. Okay, all recorded in my studio, or living room, in fact. Back home. Home in Huddersfield.
Okay, let's get back to Freedom in Education. So, how does the service work? What do you do when you go to schools or colleges? What actually happens?
So, when we arrive, Peter comes with a whole host of kit.
PA,
guitar, PAs, guitars, you name it. We get set up in the main school hall and we will spend 3 hours with year 5 and 6 running the programme. All of the songs that Peter's written, as you'll see as we go through them today, are all really, really catchy. So the children will pick them up really quickly and they'll be leaving the hall when we've done, with that ringing through the heads all the time. So each section begins with one of Peter's tracks. So All You've Got To Do that we've just heard kicks off the section, which is all about music to change your mood. So each section has a different focus point that's a different resilient message. So there's learning about music to change your mood, where we play them different types of music, some of which we're going to play with you today, which you can just see the hall lift, the mood lifts, everyone's singing, dancing, they're happy, they're clapping, and it's just beautiful. But then there are other things that we teach them. So we do a thing called Pieces of the Puzzle, which is another one that we've got a song for, where we have jigsaws, and we give them a situation, usual playground, little argument, and they have to try and look at the bigger picture because we all jump to conclusions. So they use the jigsaws to look at the bigger picture and see what else might have gone on to stop us from jumping to conclusions. And then we do other things like breathing techniques to calm them down and optimistic thinking.
And I was looking at your Twitter account, and you've got pictures of people lying on the floor.
Mm. It's all Michelle's doing. It's all Michelle's doing.
Kind of all my doing.
We
make
them
little origami swans. The swans are just a buy-in, and the children absolutely love them. The whole morning, all we get asked is, can I keep this? Can I keep this swan? That's all they want to do, and go home and decorate it. So the swans are just a buy-in, and we get the children to lay down on the floor, and they put the swan on their tummy. And if they do the breathing correctly, the swan should just bob up and down slightly like it would on a lake. And it's about the children, because obviously they naturally will breathe into their chests, and we want them to breathe into their diaphragm. So we get the children laid down, and I teach them a breathing exercise, which interestingly, I think every single teacher that's been part of it has said, I'm taking that one back to class, because we also do it after playtime, and we do it to refocus the minds, and it works. Right. It works really, really well.
Okay, let's have song number two. Who's going to tell us what that is?
It's yours, Michelle.
It's my song, yeah, Biffy Clyro Rearrange. So one of the things that we really champion, as you can tell, is music to change mood. And on my Spotify playlist, I have various playlists. And this is on my calm, uplifting playlist. And it's just a really nice song that resets your mood and calms you down if you're having a bit of a fraught morning.
Can I hear what you're saying? That's not Biffy Clyro.
No, never mind.
But the trouble is, you see, I enjoyed that Peter O'Hare and Freedom Team song so much, I thought we'd just move on to the next one. Miss out Biffy Clara.
We'll have to make Biffy. The door bigger to get me out, I think.
Anyway. We'll come back to Biffy Clara later on. We're talking today on our top 10 with Janie, Peter and Michelle from Freedom in Education. So you've described what you do when you go into schools. How does a school get you to go into their premises? Do they call upon you, or do you force yourself upon them? how does it work? Or is there a need in specific schools where you go to address a problem?
A little bit of all of that, really. We will go and deliver the course in schools, and schools can pay for that course directly. However, as we're aware, there are funding issues within school, and money is tight in many schools. So we've actually relatively recently started an initiative whereby local companies will sponsor the workshop. It may be that they nominate a school that's local to their workforce, and they will pay for us to go in and deliver that to the children. And we do try and force ourselves on as many people as possible, but actually getting in touch with the schools a lot of the time is the challenge. So it's things like this to get the word out there of what we're actually doing.
Okay, and if people want to find out more about what you do, you've got websites, you've got Twitter. Have you got some details of where people can find you?
Yeah, we have got websites and Twitter, although our website is slightly broken at the moment, which is a shame, but no, it is freedomsolutions.co.uk. We have a Twitter account, which is at Freedom in Education, and that will be on there. And also, you will find us on LinkedIn. So we're all on LinkedIn as individuals under our own names, and you will find us as Freedom Solutions on LinkedIn.
Oh, yeah, I found looking at the Twitter account, that was very interesting, actually, because you've got your messages going out, but you've also got other people's messages on there as well.
Yeah, we try very hard. Certainly when organisations sponsor the course, it's about raising their profile and the school's profile. So we will do a lot on social media to link the industry and the school together. So you will see things from other academies that we've worked with and schools that we've worked with. You'll see things from companies that we work with. And we very much try and connect the industry and, you know, the local workforce with the schools and our next generation.
Okay, who wants to tell us about the next piece of music? I'm guessing it's going to be Mama Cass, but who's going to tell us why you've chosen it?
Well, we all like this song. I go to quite a lot of schools, putting on shows and things, and doing music workshops as well. And this always connects with children. There's such a strong message in it that we're all individuals, that we're all different, and that we should all be making our own kind of music. As with a lot of songs, the bridge is just like really amazing, because it sort of says, and if you cannot take my hand, that's okay, I will understand. And it's nice to talk to children about that it's not literally that we're walking hand in hand. It's about, you know, it's a metaphor for being on the same, thinking the same things as somebody else. You don't need to do that, I'll understand, and it's okay to be yourself. And it's such an important message, similar to the Good To Be Me song, which is, you know, about being yourself and sharing your own message with the world and being proud of your own identity.
To do your thing, the hardest thing to do.
It is Mama Cass, Mamas and Papas, Make Your Own Kind of Music, which you talk about young people and connecting with that song, but possibly because Paloma Faith brought it out earlier this year as well, so it was a partial chart hit again.
Indeed.
We're talking about freedom in education, and you've been talking about dealing with children, but don't you offer the classes to adults as well?
We do, and actually, ironically, that's where the work started, in terms of teaching adults skills in resilience, learning how to cope with pressure, learning how to put things in perspective, because the world that we live in isn't going to get any easier anytime soon. And so it's down to us to take some responsibility and learn how to deal with it positively. What happens is we do inset days for schools. So we will teach the whole, we really did a conference for 180 staff at a local trust. And we're teaching exactly the same messages in terms of understanding some tricks that our mind plays, giving them some quite simple coping mechanisms to deal with the difficult times, and actually giving them some skills that and some solutions that are already there, such as we'll have songs that create a specific memory. I think the next song, one of the ones that for me makes me think I'm 21 and can take over the world again, that first drum beat, and I'm back feeling like that. So we have these natural resources, which is something that we talk to them about as well. It's not all complicated scientific interventions. Some of it's fairly straightforward.
You mentioned about when you go into schools and you talked about the breathing exercise and one of the staff saying they'll take that away. But is that part of the aim of your course, is that the staff pick up on the things you're doing to use again in the future?
Absolutely. It's not, we can't make somebody more resilient in 3 hours or in a 6 hour inset day. It's giving them some tools that they continue to use and practice. And whenever we deliver the courses, we're always reminded of things that we can do personally. So it's an ongoing process.
I think you've partly answered the next question, which is how are you funded? But does it cost schools anything to use the services? How are you funded? You talked about local businesses, but do you get anything from councils or anything like that?
We don't currently know. We have looked at some of the funding that's available, but currently it's all funded by the schools themselves or by businesses funding it for the children.
Okay, let's talk about that next piece of music with the drum beat that will make you feel 21. Yep. Who's going to tell us why you've chosen this song?
Well, it's over to Janie.
I'm renowned for this one. This is Brian Adams and Summer of 69, and it reminds me of being 21, just graduating and thinking I can take a world. I'm a bit nervous, a bit anxious about something. That first drum beat will shift my mood, and it's a really, we will all have some fun.
I don't think I can cope with it not playing the right song again. Just bear with me for a moment, because I will fix this at some point. Let's see if we can go with Brian Adams now.
We'll be right back.
There is Canadian Brian Adams and the Summer of 69 on BCB 106.6 FM. This is Our Top 10 with me, Mike Kelly, and our guests, Janie, Michelle and Peter from Freedom in Education. If you'd like to be included in future editions of Our Top 10, then please send an email with your details to hello@bcbradio.co.uk. Back to Freedom in Education. Are you a Bradford-based organisation or are you a national organisation?
We are predominantly based in West Yorkshire. We've got an office in Cleckheaton, but we will work wherever the business takes us. So if there's a school out there in Newcastle that wants us, then we'll go to Newcastle.
Right, and you mentioned that your sort of business model is that you're sponsored by a business who gets you into a place. If the school's listening now, or somebody associated with the school's listening and thinks this would be good for their school, could they just go get a local business to come along to you and say, we'd like you to go to so-and-so school?
Absolutely, yeah. That would make our job a whole lot easier. It would make Michelle's job a whole lot easier,
Michelle. It would, yeah. So we have companies that will sponsor it as part of their corporate social responsibility because they absolutely love what we're doing and the message that it's all about. But then we obviously do have schools that will come to us and want to run the programme as well. As Janie was saying, funding is obviously a real issue for schools at the moment because there is such a lack of available resources for schools. So the initiative that we've come up with, sponsorship, is really just a way of us getting out there and still being able to deliver the message. And the added bonus that companies get to do the whole corporate social responsibility and just do a nice act in the process.
And how has Freedom in Education changed since it started? Do you sort of evolve over the years? Do you change the way you do the teaching?
We have evolved, I think it's fair to say, and we've definitely honed our approach, and really through going in and beginning these workshops and seeing how the children have interacted and reacted, and the feedback that's come has enabled us really to do much, much more of what the children love and what they respond well to.
Okay, let's have our next piece of music. Who wants to tell us why we're having Elton John?
Okay, so one of the things we encourage children to do, and as part of the course, is a resilience skill called reaching out. And in children's terms, that's, you know, trying something they haven't tried before. So maybe joining the school choir or the school football team, or there's a whole range of exciting different sports activities and clubs that you can join these days. I think it's a nice saying by Confucius. He said, shoot for the moon. If you aim for the moon and hit the stars, that's okay. But some people never even take a shot. And I think, you know, try things. You know, if you don't like it, that's okay, but give it a go. But Rocket Man, the idea of, you know, that we actually... It was from the 70s, wasn't it? And when we just put somebody on the moon and it was so exciting and, you know, the world was in that space age. So, but it's got that message for us, I think.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Round again to find I'm not the man that
Mars ain't the kind of place to raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job 5 days a week. A rocket.
Musical of Elton John and a song called Rocket Man. We're talking about freedom in education. So how long's freedom in education been going in total now?
It was initially part of Freedom Solutions, which has been going 10 years, but in its own right, so really pushing the work that we do into schools for about 3 years now.
Okay, and what are the future plans? Are there anything big in the pipeline coming up?
World domination?
We just like to share this message with children and with teachers, really.
Our whole approach really is about developing a whole school approach towards resilience. And for us, the greatest thing that we can do is to teach the teachers, because they will naturally do with it what they do best, which is to teach the children. And if we can teach the teachers as well, it not only helps them to teach the children, but it helps them to deal with some of the pressure, because they are under an enormous amount of pressure. Yeah. They've got 30 judges outside the door every day, not to mention head teacher in Ofsted and all those other pressures.
Okay. And do you get any feedback or stats to show how well the courses go when you go into schools, or is it purely word of mouth and people come in?
We get a lot of feedback, quite anecdotal feedback on the day, but Peter's been doing some work, particularly in a school, and doing a piece of research that looks at the link between the music and the resilience.
Yeah, what we did was challenged children to put on a show or a performance of some sort. And the process of that, quite a lot of the time, if you ask anybody to be in front of another audience of your parents or your peers, whatever, you can really learn some useful resilience techniques in that whole process. One I found in particular useful was Michelle's breathing techniques. when you sing and perform, or when you, you know, if you're presenting a play and you need to project your voice, breathing is part of that. So again, that use of the diaphragm, and you can use that to both calm yourself down and to project yourself. So the two things knit together quite nicely. The surveys we did with the children before and at the end of the research project show that children were definitely more balanced and felt a bit more in control of things at the end of the project. So.
Okay, and you talk about children putting on a show.
Mm-hmm.
How did that go?
Well, the school I work at in Shorewood Primary Academy in Armthorpe, Doncaster, they put on not just one show, they do one or two every term, so I'm quite busy down there. And it's very exciting. You always learn something new. There's such a wide range of shows for children to put on at the moment. And so we do such a wide range of styles. We do popular music. We do like a sort of musical theatre style. We did a Goldilocks setting of the Roald Dahl Goldilocks. And that was like very classical with lots of different parts coming in. Another one we did was we did a 60s fashion show. So we played the Beatles and the children were actually live playing Get Back, and it's great to see them performing, you know, and enjoying themselves, yeah.
And how do they deal with the nerves?
Again, it's the breathing. We do, in the courses, we do the whole thing with the swan and breathing from your diaphragm. In a performance and singing thing, to breathe in before you project is really important. But in order to calm yourself down, if you breathe in and hold your breath for the count of three and let it go, and breathe in and count four and then let it go again, and then breathe in and count five and then let that breath go, it brings your that level of nervousness just down enough so that you can really get back into the room. Another technique I teach them is just close your eyes and count to 10. That is such a powerful tool and such an easy thing that people can forget to do that, you know, in a moment of
I think one of crisis. The other things that we teach them as well in the workshop, which really helps the children with the things like the performances, is we do a section called Head Talk, which is where we teach the children about their internal monologue. So we all have an internal monologue, and that's the little voice inside your head that makes you doubt yourself, that tells you that you're going to fail, that tells you that you're not good enough, and puts all these little niggles of doubt. And children often don't recognise that happens, and when we've taught them about it and how to recognise it, and then they start to realise that actually that little voice is the thing that's stopping me from achieving or enjoying something.
Letting them know that it happens to everybody.
It happens to us.
That
yeah.
really helps. It's something that develops in children above the age of seven. So that's why we teach the age of children that we do. We teach maybe 9, 10, 11-year-olds, because then they can get to identify their internal monologue. We call it head talk or head chat or something like that, so that they can understand what we're saying. But it's that decision-making process in your head, and once children recognise that they're having these thoughts, then they can learn to deal with them more effectively and more realistically.
Okay, let's take our next piece of music. Peter, do you want to tell us what it is?
I do. The next piece of music is called So Big. This one is about, similarly to what we've just described, really, when you've got something that you're going to do, you're going to go on, put on a show, or you're faced with some sort of problem. One of the things you can just ask yourself, is it so big? Is it that big that it's going to be a problem? You know, you can be trying your best and trying to do that sum in school, or trying to plan the best lesson you can, but you can make it bigger than it actually is. Just taking a breath, calming yourself down. Have I got the right picture? Is it as bad as I think? Maybe I've got the wrong idea about something. And is it so big or is it so bad? You know, it's very rarely as bad as we make it out in our own heads it is.
Piece of music is called So Big, which leads me to my question about freedom in education. How big is your organisation?
There are three of us that are employed by the organisation, and then we use people as associates to help us deliver the courses when we're busy. So small at the moment, and the idea will be that we find more and more musicians and trainers that can deliver the course as we roll it out.
I mean, we're ready to rock, aren't we, Janie, really?
You know, absolutely.
Totally.
So you've got sort of the business, everything's sorted, it's just you need more customers to come along and use it.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
The one.
All right, let's move on to the next song, because we're running out of time. We've got various songs to play, including one by Biffy Clyro, which somewhere went astray earlier on. Next one, I believe, is going to be The Beatles. Why are we having that one?
Similar sort of thing. I'm one of life's warriors. I don't know why that is, but you know, that message. You know, when everything's just filling your head and driving you mad, and you can sometimes just let it be. Listening to this song, I just think that's just a really nice message to take on board.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be. Let it be.
cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be.
There it is, the Beatles, the Fab Four, Let It Be. Today's guests on BCB 106.6 FM on our top 10 are Janie Lambeth, Michelle Fitzsimmons and Peter O'Hare from Freedom in Education. You've been talking about what you do when you go into schools and how it works. Do you have any sort of documentary evidence to back all this up?
Oh, Mike, I'm so glad you asked. Yes. Well, what happened was, you see, Janie and I were delivering a resilience course in a school up in Harrogate somewhere, and we're driving back, and she says, what we really need, Peter, is a book of songs about resilience. And I, as I usually do when Janie comes out with one of these amazing ideas, can I just say, I get a like that, you know. And then she sort of scoped for me what each song would actually be called and what it would be about. And so I was making notes as she was going on about this. Going on is definitely the word for it. Anyway, so we end up then with, I had about 20 titles, so I picked the 10 that I thought we could work with first of all, and we ended up with a song for each of these resilience techniques and skills. And then Janie put together, well, between us, we put some assemblies together, and you put some activities in the book, didn't you, Janie?
I did, yes.
So what you've got here is a full assembly book for schools. If you did one a week, then you'd have 10 weeks of assemblies with activities to be used back in classrooms. And again, the idea is that children will learn resilience techniques, but also teachers can learn these techniques as well, because they are skills. It's something you need to practice and something you need to get into your head. I was very pleased to see you were singing along there with the So Big song, Mike, when it was playing. He was going So Big. And I thought, yes, we've got him there. So you'll be becoming more resilient as you're developing through this interview. I hope you're pleased by that, Mike.
I'm interested to note that you noted. All right, so the book, how do people get hold of it?
Well, you can purchase it from us, and you can also buy it on Amazon. And there is the idea of the assembly book is that, as Peter was saying, you can have a term full of resilient assemblies. Each assembly is a different resilient message. So the first one in the book, just to give you an idea, is we tell the story of Walt Disney and how he never gave up. He went to 300 banks. So there is a thing for the teacher or the head to talk through, and there is a song to learn. But because children learn by doing activities, there's also then classroom activities for them to do and engage in, and really enforce home the importance that the children don't give up. So yeah, they can purchase it on Amazon or they can buy it from us. We can get in touch on www.freedomsolutions.co.uk or drop us an email.
Okay, and how much does the book cost?
The book costs
£30.
Okay.
And then with that, they get all of the backing tracks for the songs, so you don't need to be a musician for the children to use it. They'll get all of the tracks, so they can just play it and
the words come up on the screen for the children as the tracks play automatically.
It's all downloaded, so there's no prep.
Yeah.
Very good. And so our next piece of music is from Peter O'Hare. I'm going to watch my body language during this one.
You've got to sing along, man. That's the thing.
Tell us about this next and final one from you.
Okay, so as we said, the whole idea of teaching children to be resilient is helping them to see the world more accurately. One of the activities Michelle was saying was that we give them a jigsaw puzzle. We give them a problem that they might have had in the playground, and they write different possible reasons and outcomes and solutions for the problem on the jigsaw. And the song simply reinforces that, really. So there's a nice sort of pre-chorus bit which goes, was it you, was it her, was it me, was it them? And children learn that really quickly because it repeats three times. But then the chorus just says, you know, gather the pieces, the pieces, look at the puzzle, and then put it back together again. In other words, you know, see what's really going on, find an accurate picture of the world, and then you'll be more resilient. You can deal with it more effectively.
I take all the blame for cutting that song short. Peter O'Hare and the Freedom Team, Pieces of the Puzzle. Because we are running out of time on our top 10. Time for the final song in a moment. But before we do, just remind us of where people can find out more about Freedom in Education.
Well, I think you can get in touch with us with just about every means. So there's our website, which is Freedom, which is THREEDOM, solutions.co.uk. You can email us, info@freedomsolutions.co.uk, or you can tweet us at 3, as in the number 3, DOM in education. So that's at Freedom in education with the number 3.
Okay, it is time to go. A big thank you to our guests, Janie Lambeth, Michelle Fitzsimmons and Peter O'Hare from Freedom in Education.
Pleasure.
And from me, Mike Kelly, until next time. Thank you very much
for
listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Conversation.